Hello, welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Nick, but these guys call me their Game Master. And you're listening to Pokemon Rollout, a real play Pokemon Tabletop United RPG podcast. What's your name?
He says guys, but I'm the only lady, right. And I'm the only one that's important. Hi, I'm Lydia, and I play Liliana. I already did token female Shadow Garden at one point, so I'll just say the most important one, Shadow Garden.
There you go.
I'm humble. Right.
Yes, the other two are off working with Tulip at the moment, so.
Yeah, yikes. That was interesting to edit. I felt very sorry for Paul.
Yes, they had an interesting time with her and are still in the middle of it. So, with where Liliana is, she just had Grunge follow his nose after Moira, the missing girl. They ended up in the colorless district where Grunge sat down and pointed to three different houses, one after the other, saying she is there in each of them.
So Liliana is just going to look between the three houses and then back at Grunge. Buddy, she can't be in all places all at once. So what place has the strongest scent from her? Can you pick up on that at all? And I'm going to do perception for him.
Okay.
Yay, I chose right. Okay, 2, 3. So, okay, I got an 11. Well, he got an 11.
Grunge goes and sniffs around again, goes, she's there, and she's there, and she's there.
Okay, buddy.
Is there.
Okay. What? Wait. Okay. Hold on. We're in a weird place. She could be in all three places all at once, but let's do this. And Liliana is going to point to each of the houses and go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Why did I just say that? Anyways, let's go into this one. And she points to the one that is furthest to the left, if that makes sense.
Furthest to the left? Are you just walking in?
So remind me again, with these houses, are they dilapidated or are they like normal houses?
They are fairly dilapidated. Maybe some boarded up windows, a few other things. It doesn't necessarily look like no one could live there, but if someone is living there, they have not had the funds to keep the house in any decent state for quite some time.
Okay. So Liliana is going to walk up to the first house and she's going to knock on it at first and go, hey, is anybody in here? And then immediately after that, she's just going to kick in the door.
Okay. So you do that and kick in the door and you realize that there was, as you're kicking in the door, you realize that there was a sound of soft sobbing that has just abruptly stopped.
Oh no.
Looking up to you with eyes that, again, the color of her eyes, you cannot determine what they are. Like, the moment you look away, you forget what they are.
Okay.
For it. And long red hair, wearing a t-shirt that, at the moment, has a very stylized crying face emoji on it. With tear tracks and everything, is this Moira Hardy. There, and just looks up at you and just like, none of it is real, is it?
Yes, it is. Yep, it is. Hello, small child. I think we've met before. Do you remember me? Are you okay? I'm not good with people crying, so are you fine?
I remember more than I should.
Oh.
Again and again until went through. It wasn't always the same people I didn't end up with. Well, I always had Argent, but I didn't have Plumber sometimes, and a few others, and this is the only time I went out, but where we are isn't real, but is where you are even real?
Oh, honey, we have so much to discuss. Liliana just kind of walks over to her awkwardly and just very stiffly pats her head. You're going to be just fine. We need to get you back to your dad. Are you okay with that? Do you want to be back with your dad again?
Doesn't matter.
Well, we'll just have to see, won't we? And this... Okay, so Liliana crouches down in front of the girl, and she takes her little hands in hers and looks very, very intently at her and goes, hey, so something about me, I'll share with you, since you seem very vulnerable, and again, I don't really know how to deal with this, but you have a dad, okay? just think long and hard about that. You have someone who cares about you and who is looking for you and wants to look for you, and this is an observation that is coming from someone who does not have parents. I don't even know where they are. I don't know if they ever wanted me. So the fact that you have a dad who's looking for you, that counts for something. Okay? So, I'm not sure what happened between you and him. Do you want to talk about it? Are you okay with talking about it?
Can you make a focus check for me, please?
Ooh, okay. Let's see how this goes. I'm trying to connect, Nick. Come on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Liliana got a 9.
9. Okay. So one thing you haven't noticed as much because of the weirdness of it and with, like, the neon lights all around you and everything is that there have been odd, like, square-shaped, almost two-dimensional, like, sparkles that that have been, like, appearing on and off around her in odd directions. Like, so they're square-shaped, and then they'll be just, like, flashing a bright color in, like, a two-dimensional thing and then disappear. And just kind of near her and around that area, and as you're taking her hands and going through there, the sparkles were kind of intensifying slightly, but they were, again, on the edge of your vision. Like, when you went to look at them, they weren't quite there. Hmm. And as you're finishing talking and everything, everything kind of tilts around you.
Okay.
And then you are standing on nothing, with nothing around you, nothing in there. It's not dark. It is empty. Everywhere around you, in every place. And in front of you, instead of Moira, this girl, what you see is a random collection of this girl, kind of jumbled together, but it's not jumbled together as though, like, it's not like she's been ripped apart. It's like it's like a picture of her that's been cut into pieces and then reassembled randomly. And it looks like it's missing several pieces of it. Like, maybe you've only got a third of it. All of this happens in an instant, and then you're back to where you were before. Okay. The focus check was just enough to keep you from kind of From basically getting hit with confusion. Ooh. By this happening to you.
Okay. Phew. We know how confusion went in the last episode.
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So, Liliana's just gonna kind of freeze there, still holding Moira's hands, and then look to Grunge and look back to Moira and go, I think we need to patch you up. Do you feel that you are just missing some pieces of yourself and not quite understanding yourself fully, dear?
They don't matter either, do they?
Oh, so they might. You seem so down and very tense and pessimistic, but can you just... I know I'm a random person and you're not supposed to trust strangers, but can you just trust me for a little bit? I'm not here to hurt you. Honestly, we noticed that you kind of weren't okay when I first saw you before, and I really would like to help, if that's okay with you.
Can you give me a charm check, please?
Oh, no! Why do you hate me? If this doesn't work, can I roll for Grunge, too? He's gonna be so much better than me.
Can give him a try.
Okay, Liliana got a 7. Grunge. Oh, my sweet boy. He's so much more charming than me. So, 17 for Grunge.
Okay. Given what Grunge's archetype is...
Yeah.
I think that works. So... She's kind of, like, sitting there and sniffing, and Grun just kind of working with it and kind of setting his head on her knee for a bit, just kind of resting there. And she kind of sniffs and stands up and goes, it's not gonna matter anyway. But she's standing and, like, seeming like she's going to go with you.
Oh, gosh, this poor kid. Okay. Liliana's going to She's just going to keep holding one of Moira's hands. And she doesn't really know why she's doing it, but she just feels like she needs to hold this little girl's hand. And there's a little part of her that just kind of aches for Moira a little bit. So she's going to hold Moira's hand and start leading her out of the house.
Okay.
So Liliana starts walking out of the house, and then she just pulls Moira's hand a little bit outside of the house just to see if it's okay to do so, if Moira's going to be all right and, like, not glitch out again.
She seems to be moving without resistance. The sparkles and those, like, odd, like, two-dimensional things, you, Lydia, would know this looks like artifacting in video games and things, like, where a pixel dies and is a color for a bit. That's what's going on around her and sometimes on her in different places. So that's still happening, like, on and off, but it doesn't seem to intensify.
Okay. All right, so then Liliana's going to lead Moira fully out of the house then.
Okay.
And start walking to the second house. And as she's doing that, she's just going to quietly keep saying, "It's okay. You're okay. We're going to be okay, all right? We have to keep moving forward, and sometimes things are scary and don't make sense. But there really isn't anything else that we can do but be strong and keep moving forward. And sometimes things don't make sense at first, but eventually, somewhere along the line, it does. So you're going to be okay. I'm going to make sure you're okay, all right?"
She just responds by shaking her head. Can I get a perception check as you're getting closer to the second house?
Okay. Oh, well, thankfully that's better. This episode is called "I Am Sad." Really, really sad. Oh, and I dropped my dice. Okay, I got 15.
15, okay. As you get close to the doorway of the second house, you hear laughter.
Uh-oh.
Peals upon peals of laughter. Single voice. Sounds a lot like Moira coming from behind the door.
So this is that Raven episode from Teen Titans, isn't it?
Did you mention it? There's some similarities.
Completely coincidental.
Actually, yes. I forgot about that episode.
You're welcome. Hey, it's a great episode, so who can fault you?
For good reason. Mm-hmm.
So Liliana, not having seen Teen Titans, because that probably doesn't exist here, she is going to stop outside of the door for a bit and just kind of look over at Grunge, look at Moira, look back to the door. Okay, all right, I think I get what's going on. Okay, let's just go in.
The door slams open.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hi, Moira. Are you in here? Moira,
again, with the eyes that you cannot tell what the color is, the long red hair. This time, so the other one was wearing, like, a blue t-shirt with, like, the stylized crying face emoji and everything on. Mm-hmm. This one is a bright yellow t-shirt with, like, the laughing crying emoji and everything on it there. And she's just grinning at you. It's like, "Oh, another one, I can try it."
"Oh, what are you going to try?" And Liliana is going to just kind of move the sad Moira behind her a little bit.
It's like, "Oh, it won't matter to you in a bit."
"Oh, no, we should talk about this first, kid."
"Why?
What are you going to try?"
"Anything."
"Anything."
"Anything. Don't you understand? All of this isn't truly real, and I have power over it. I can escape it and return to it. I don't understand it all yet, but I'm learning. I can do it all. Anything."
"Okay, you are the crazy one. Got it. Okay. Hey, you know what we should try? We should try going over to this third house. It's going to be amazing. Come on, let's go.
Focus check for me, please."
Gosh, dang it. Okay, I just got to keep these D6 out here. Okay, it's another 9.
Okay. Again, like, she has the same odd, like, artifacting and things going on around her. And so, again, the world kind of switches and shifts, but instead of being nothing, actually, there's a wall of nothing behind you. You can feel it there and kind of stretching out. But in front of you and around you, everything has become zeros and ones. Zeros and ones all spinning and circling around you, and all these different things throughout, and all these different lights, and you get the feeling that you could pick one of them up and switch it around, and everything would react to it, and everything would switch over in different ways. But you get the feeling that someone could. You're not sure if you could. But that all of this is here, and all of this is on those different things, and you snap back. And again, you've avoided confusion.
Oh, thank goodness. Liliana is just going to kind of sit there and think for a little bit about what she just saw and what she just thinks that she could maybe do, maybe not do. And
sad Moira behind you responds to happy Moira. What do you mean? Why would you want to do anything? It doesn't matter anyways.
Okay, you two are just... You two might get along. Let's just...
You're really dealing with the spoil sport, the happy one says.
Oh, hey now. This is yourself, so why don't you just cool it a little bit? Okay, freaky?
Oh, that's the other thing. The zeros ones you saw, again, the happy one was a series of mashed up things about a third of her again.
Okay.
No, I'm me, and she's the spoil sport. It's like, well, it doesn't matter, but I'm the one, and this is another meaning of nothing.
Okay, freaky. You're just going to be freaky from now on. You need to cool it, and we need to go over to the third house. And this is also you, so...
Well, I think I like being one. And she pulls out a Pokeball.
Oh, dang it. And I'm going to... How close am I to Freaky Moira?
Since she just slammed open the door and you were right there, you're pretty She's close. Right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and grab her Pokeball. Is there a struggle?
Okay, she was like going to throw it up, but yeah, let's give me an...
Ooh, or if she's if she has it in the air, can I quick try and snatch it with my whip?
Sure.
That's got more finesse to it.
Yep, so make an attack roll then, so a d20 roll.
Okay.
So you're using your whip to kind of hit it and snag it. And
acrobatics.
Because you're not trying to attack it. You're trying to snag it in midair.
Yeah.
Yes. Give me acrobatics.
So both a d20 and acrobatics?
Just acrobatics.
Okay.
Because this is a trick. This isn't an attack.
Alrighty. 14.
With a 14, I was thinking DC 15. So what I'm saying...
No!
That is, with a 14, you wrap it around, and just the very tail end of your whip hits the release.
Ah, man.
And so out comes a familiar figure. It is the Gabite that you faced a while back.
Okay.
Out in the desert. And the sad one scoffs, goes, see how fake this is, tosses out her own Gabite.
Oh, okay.
These are identical.
Hey, great! Both of you have Gabite that we can bring over to the third house and not need to do anything else, okay?
Grunge is on the field, technically, so he's... I should check his speed. Okay, 16, so he wouldn't be faster. These Gabites are fast, so the happy one, or freaky, as you've called her, is like, you're in the way, and just... tosses and just like waves her hand towards her Gabite, who turns towards you and uses Dragon Claw. It didn't crit, but it definitely hit with a 17.
Okay, just a straight 17?
It was a 17 to hit.
Okay, accuracy, sorry, so. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, it did 54 dragon physical damage.
Okay.
Physical damage. Do you have damage reduction with your suit?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm fancy. Forgot that I had that. Mm-hmm. Where is my... It should just be in my inventory, right?
It should be. Question is it?
It's probably not.
I think it was 5 damage reduction, so add 5 to your defense.
Okay.
And your current HP should be the same as your max HP, so subtract it from max HP.
Oh, okay. So let me just start off fresh there. Okay, so it was 54.
Yep, 5-4.
54 minus 5, and then 14, so 35. Thanks a lot, you jerk.
Yep.
That's towards Freaky, not you.
The other Gabite, so the sad Moira kind of like smirks for a second bitterly and is like paying attention to the wrong one and swings it, and the other Gabite jumps forward with a dual chop on the first Gabite.
Oh, okay.
Wow, it hits twice with an 18 and a 19.
Ooh, don't mess with the presso, Moira.
Apparently, double strike. Let me look up what double strike does, because
it's all of her emo rage coming out through that Gabite.
Apparently, well, emo rage might be elsewhere, but.
Oh, no! Don't say that.
The damage base value is doubled.
Oof.
3. So it did 63 dragon physical damage.
Ooh.
To the other dragon type, Gabite. 3.
Okay.
3, 48 plus 24 is 72. Holy cow,
oh,
that's enough
gosh.
To give it 2 injuries, but not enough to faint it.
Oh.
So that one gets smacked and just really takes a beating from it, but still comes back up and around. It is now your turn, Liliana.
Okay.
Just as a note for the both of them, they mm-hmm. don't. They seem to be focused on attacking each other and you.
Just kind of in the crossfire right now, yes. Aren't I?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Happy seems a little more focused on you, but Sad just seems like she's ready to kind of take out anything,
okay.
Because nothing matters. So
okay, well, all right, Nihilist.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, so Liliana is just gonna kind of stare wide-eyed at the Gabite that just went flying across the room there and go, okay, all right, so Freaky Moira, do you wanna just, like, recall your Gabite right now? And can we please just go to the third house?
She laughs. I have more Pokemon.
Okay, of course you do. I'm not even surprised. All right, so give Lydia just a second to look at things. Part of me just wants to, this would be the stupidest thing to do, but in my heart, I would just want to release Sparky just to add madness, but I'm not going to do that. So instead, Liliana is going to grab 4 Spicy's Pokeball and toss that up into the air and say, hey, we need a little bit of help here, Spicy, come on out.
Is this the first time Spicy has come out since she's been changed?
No.
It's, okay, yeah,
I thought so. No, because she yeah. I mean, it was already back with, like, Alba that we had
yes.
her out, I think.
Okay, she
I
was
I mean, we
out,
can yeah. talk about how cool she looks again. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so again, yeah, Spicy comes out being ghost ground type, so she's got the tombstone on the back, or more of a mausoleum type look and everything there, and it's a little... has kind of the gray and kind of purplish and blackish mixed in, so that's very cool. Okay, mm-hmm. So Spicy is sent out. That was your move action. Do you have a standard mm-hmm. action you would like to do?
I think let's try to do... I'm going to do this. I'm going to break out the old razzle-dazzle on Freaky Girl. So I'll do Astonish to hopefully try and flinch her and get her to... chill.
Okay.
So... Girl, that's a nat 20!
Very nice. So roll double okay. damage.
Okay. So it's 2d6 plus 10 plus 56.
So let me see your... No, you do not double your attack. So it's... So for Astonish, it's 2d6 plus 10 plus 28. So 2d6 plus 38.
Okay, plus 38. So, 46 ghost physical. And Liliana.
Okay.
Yep, 46. So Liliana is going to go ahead and do a little jazz hands in front of Freaky and go, hey, you know what would be great if you would just calm down?
That did 26 ghost physical. she goes white, literally, like the whole, like, after image shock, like in an anime with her, like,
poof. Ooh, I broke her.
Going away from it. She goes, nope, didn't like that, didn't like that. She uses disable as a free action. You can't use that anymore.
Okay, great.
She is still flinched this turn, so.
At least I get that.
But, yeah, you don't get to razzle dazzle anyone again, at least this combat. Unless you take a breather, but that's the whole thing. So, right after you was Happy Moira, who's just like, nope, didn't like that, didn't like that at all, did not like that. So.
Good.
And then Sad Moira. Too late now. There's something that they could have done to you that would have been mean, but they didn't do it. So,
thanks for not remembering.
Yep. Okay. So she is going to designate the other Gabite as tagged because she's a duelist. So, and I think they start with one momentum, so they'll have plus one on their attack, accuracy, and evasion against that foe. Okay. So that's all she does. She tags them. Well, we'll finish this off. Doesn't matter. But that makes it Spicy's turn.
All right, Spicy, my girl. Let's do. So I'm looking at Earthquake here under Spicy. That's burst 3 ground source. Who all is that going to hit?
Everyone on the field, including you.
Sick. What if I just, like, stand on top of Spicy's back?
Unfortunately, you just razzle-dazzled Happy. So yeah. You're in front of her, not on Spicy's back.
Cause if I put someone in a sand tomb, that would be like the video games where it just keeps going for a few rounds.
Vortex. Let me look it up. It will do that for sure, but let me see exactly what Vortex does.
Sure.
So, Vortex. The target is slowed, trapped, and loses a tick of hit points at the beginning of each turn. At the end of each turn, the user may roll 1d20 to end all of these effects. During the first turn, they have to roll 20 or higher to dispel the vortex, but the DC is lowered by 6 each turn and automatically wears off on the 5th turn. So on the first turn, they have to roll a 20 on a d20. On the second, they have to roll 14 or higher. Third, 8 or higher. Fourth, 2 or higher. And fifth, it's gone.
Okay. All right. This may be very stupid, but I'm going to do this anyways. Liliana's going to turn to Sad Moira and go, hey, you need a chill as well, okay? Both of you need to calm down and just listen to me and work with me instead of trying to do this stupid fight right now. And Spicy, I want you to use Sand Tomb on Sad Moira.
Sad Tomb on Sad Moira, okay.
Oh, this is my lucky die, apparently. Okay, I got a 19 on it.
Okay.
A 19, not quite, but close enough. I'll take it.
that's pretty good. Okay. So roll damage. I need to use
this die a lot more. Okay.
It's 2d6 plus 30.
All right, so 37.
That did 17 damage, 17 ground physical damage. Just ground physical, not ground special, right?
Just ground physical, yep.
Yep, okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter for this, but 17 ground physical, which isn't enough to give her an injury or anything. Now she is vortexed, so. And then it is Happy Gabite's turn.
Okay.
Because we're back to the top of the round. So Happy Gabite, having been grievously hurt by Sad Gabite, decides to respond in kind with a dual chop on Sad Gabite.
Yup.
Oof, but it rolled a 1 for one of its rolls.
Ooh.
It hit once, so it's not a critical fumble because it hit with one of the rolls.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
So it just barely escapes.
Half fumble.
Having to do that, but it still deals its damage. Still does 39, which isn't enough to give this one an injury, but it is a solid hit. So that one gets hit, kind of knocks back, and then it can sit. It kind of rears up to go after it, and the half goes. Now that'd be too little fun. Go after that one and points to Spicy.
So, don't come after my girl.
Goes, well, imitation's the sincerest form of flattery, so it uses Sand Tomb on Spicy.
Okay.
But it misses because it rolls a 3.
Oh, that's what happens when you try to go after my girl, sucker!
That was Sad Gabite that did that, and Sad Gabite still missed and everything, so, but, because Happy Gabite attacked Sad. I am mixing these up.
Nope, you're good.
In my head, that's okay. Okay, so that is that. It is now Liliana's turn.
All right, so talking clearly is not her strong suit, and it is not going to get us anywhere, it seems like. So, Liliana then is going to do... Yeah, let's do this. She's going to do double team.
Double team, and, okay.
Oh, that's right. I have two options with this. Okay, cool. But I don't have to decide that yet. It's not until...
No, you have three coats. So you can do that three times, and you can either decide to do it when you're attacked or when you're attacking.
Okay. And then if I maybe... Well, let me ask this. So it's if I choose... one option, then that's the same for all three?
No, you can choose each activation you choose when it happens.
Sick. Okay, then yes, we're going to go ahead and do double team then.
Okay, so you split into three different pictures of itself, of yourself, and are there.
Just like Mara!
What? Not exactly helping with their delusions, but that's okay.
Oh, it's fine. We're all a little crazy
at
here.
At this point, it doesn't really matter. Yep. All right, so that would be your turn, unless you want to move somewhere.
Where am I in place of everyone? I had been in front of... Go ahead.
You're still currently in front of Happy.
Okay.
In front of the door.
So, just so I can kind of picture what the area kind of looks like right now, can you paint that picture for me?
Yes, so... You're in front of, like, a dilapidated house. There's kind of a porch in front of the area. Happy is standing in the door of the house. You're standing right in front of her, so on the porch. Okay. The two Gabite are fighting, like, in front of the porch, and Spicy is there as well. And then okay. Sad is to one side, so they're kind of all nearby.
Okay, so I'm just going to back up a bit, and... Because it would be overland of six, right? Mm-hmm. That I could back up, like, those many squares. Okay, so let's say, like, I back up four spaces then away from what's going on here.
Okay. So you kind of back up and out of the way, so you're in the... Okay.
Yep. And then that's going to be my... That's going to be it. That's all I can do.
That works. Okay. Now it is... Happy Moira's turn. Well, first things first, she's going to designate Spicy as her target for her duelist thing.
Great.
Her tag, yeah, so Spicy is tagged. Then she's going to go, you know what this needs? This needs a little bit more of something. I'm not sure what. Let's find out. She uses metronome. So first things first, let's roll a d20 to see what type this metronome is.
I hate it.
12. 12 is ice type moves, and there are 21 ice type moves. I need a random dice for roll a die to roll 21, because there's no such thing as a d21.
Not so, yet.
9. The ninth ice type move that is... And I'm not using all the expanded things, so she can't use, like, triple axel, okay. Unfortunately, but... So she uses hail.
Okay.
So suddenly, in the middle of all of this chaos, ice starts falling from the sky.
Ow. Gah! Why?
She's kind of, like, even though it's, like, hitting her and obviously hurting, she just laughs and, like, claps at it. It's like, it's wonderful, something new. So you lose a tick of HP at the beginning of your turn when you're in hail. Okay. So okay. She doesn't lose a tick of HP, but... Sad loses two ticks because she's in Sand's tomb and it's hailing. So she had bad
I picked the wrong thing to do
this time around. She can't use disable on hail because you're not hit by the move. That's funny. Okay.
I'm so sorry, Depresso Moira.
She's just kind of like standing in the hail. It's like landing all around
this
her.
Poor kid.
There's this vortex going all around her. She is going to... She's got sand tombed by you, and she didn't go after you last turn. She designated that. So she's going to use... Yes, so she kind of looks at you and points you, this doesn't matter, and waves her hand. So she uses the glitch move, Object Not Found, on you. So suddenly all of... all of your equipment and weapons and items suddenly have big 404s on them. You cannot benefit from any equipment, held items, or consumable items for one full round.
Oh, no!
So until her next turn, you cannot use weapons or potions or have anything be blocked with your armor.
Okay.
It's actually, they kind of like blink and are like blinking in and out of existence because that fits her better.
No, I need my whip. What is going on?
So at the end of her turn, she gets to see if she escapes the vortex. A 9 does not escape the vortex, so she is still vortex.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
It is Spicy's turn. She loses a tick of HP from the hail.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so...
Yeah, unfortunately, she's not dark type. So she does, her current HP does drop to 101.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't really have anything good.
She is so well built against taking damage. Shell armor, filter, and defy death as her abilities.
Yeah. I made my girl a tank. She's already dead. She can't die even more. Liliana is going to kind of like lift her arms above her head as she's getting hailed on. Spicy's just gonna not even care about it at all. And Liliana is going to yell over to her, Spicy, use Leech Seed on Freaky Moira.
Ooh.
So, ugh. No. I got a 2.
Okay, so.
So that's not happening today.
No, so she spits them at Happy Moira, who dodges to one side and goes, no, that's no fun.
You know what would be even more fun? If we just go to the third house!
Well, seeing how these two went.
Huh. Okay, I'm gonna teach you, little girl, a lesson. So just you wait, okay?
Okay.
Just you wait.
Well, Happy Moira's Gabite goes first here. It loses a tick of HP because it's in the hail. Luckily, it doesn't count as an ice-type move, so it doesn't lose 2 ticks. Since its momentum is there and it's going to go after Spicy this time because that's where its momentum is focused.
All right.
And actually, it's going to dash around Spicy and then use Slash to try to hit Spicy and the other Gabite.
Oh, okay.
So the roll against Spicy is a 3, so it misses. Spicy turns just to like knock its claw right along one side of it, of her shell, so it just bounces off instead of hitting properly. But for the Gabite, it also rolls a 3. Man, Happy Gabite is not doing well. Let's look at Sad Gabite, who also loses a tick of HP. It's in there. The other Gabite is its target, so it will just Dragon Claw at this one since it came right up in front of it. But it rolled a 2. So the other one is able to catch its claw. So they're like, you know, standing claw to claw. Like, like with its slash, the other one caught its claw. It went for a dragon claw. They caught the other claw. So they're like locked. They're locked in, like straining against each other in grips in there. And so having the lovely mirror match. You got to have that one song from Pokemon the first movie playing in the background.
There you go. Brother. Yep. Just one little tear comes down its face.
It's just the hail. Liliana, it is your turn. You lose a tick of HP from the hail.
If I were a tick, where would I be? There I am. Page, okay, yeah. Okay, so I'm 100. Well, I can't really use any of my stuff.
All of these moves can be used without your weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. But. No, I know. I like the finesse. We're going to do... let's do that. Liliana is feeling pretty upset right now and just very annoyed that nobody is doing what she is telling them to do. So she is going to snarl and...
Okay, cone 2. You can hit both of the Gabite. One of the, let's say, Sad Gabite and Happy Moira, or Happy Gabite and Sad Moira. The cone 2.
I'm going to go for Sad Gabite and Happy Moira.
Sad Gabite, Happy Moira. Okay.
Yeah.
So 2 accuracy checks. First for Sad Gabite.
Oh, sure. Okay. So Sad Gabite got a 16 for accuracy.
That'll hit. And for Happy Moira.
Happy... Oh! my gosh. Okay. I really do love this dice. Okay. Happy Moira got a 20.
Okay. So first roll, then it'll be two different damage things because that's a crit. So first roll damage for Sad Gabite.
Okay. 38 dark special.
38 dark special. That did 28 dark special. Which isn't enough still to give this an injury, but not enough to faint it. It also loses minus one special attack.
Oh, this is sad. Okay, never
mind. This is sad. Now, Happy Moira, roll for Snarl, roll 46, and then add 16, and then add 22.
All right. 48 dark special.
48 dark special. That did 28 dark special damage, which is not enough to give her an injury yet. But she does lose minus one special attack stage. Okay, so both of them kind of flinch back from the snarl and are hurt by it.
Cut deep, man.
It's like, come on, wow. Got a snarl at us? That's just me?
Yes, because you are way too happy, and honestly, you kind of remind me of someone who also has freaky eyes. So just stop glitching, and we don't need to be fighting. This is completely unnecessary.
Well, Happy Moira's turn is now, so she loses a tick of HP from the hail. Still hasn't gained an injury yet. But it's like, stop what?
Stop fighting, okay? Just chill. You don't need to be doing this.
You said stop glitching.
Yes.
You mean like this? She uses blue screen on you.
Okay.
For just a second, your vision flashes completely blue, and then it disappears. She rolled a 2, so it didn't quite land on you.
I'm sorry, what was that? You were going to say something about glitching, little girl?
She almost blinded and made you blinded you and made you vulnerable for one full round.
But she didn't.
Okay. But she said, well, next turn we can try for something again. That makes it Sad Moira's turn, who loses 2 ticks of HP, which does give her an injury, just barely.
Well, this is her first injury, right?
Yes, the first injury. So okay. Her glitches are increasing.
Okay.
Noticeably from everything there.
Okay.
Let's... She's like, well, if it doesn't matter, then may as well. And she uses metronome, because they all know metronome, so why not?
Of course.
6 is fighting type moves.
Okay.
There are 42 of those, so let's do a D.
At least it won't affect spice.
Number 28 of the fighting type moves. She uses reversal. For each injury the user has, reversal's damage base is increased by 1. So she just increased it by 1. So it'll be a damage base of 8. 6 plus 10. So first she has to attack someone with it. I'm going to roll a d4. 1 to 2 is Lydia. 3 to 4 is Happy Gabite. Sorry, Liliana. She's not attacking you.
But this is getting glitchy.
2, Liliana.
Okay.
So, reversal. She rolled a 7, which is enough to hit. Let me see what a d8 move is, if I can find one. There it is. So, 2d8 plus 10 plus her attack, which is 22. So, that did 26 fighting physical damage. Energy just blasts out and slams into you. You don't subtract 5 because it's not, because your thing didn't work. So, take 5 more damage.
Okay. Wait, okay, so that'd be
88.
That's fine. I've been working with numbers my entire adult career, and can't do this.
Okay. But at the end of her turn, after all this happens, all of your equipment stops blinking because it's been one full round, so you can use all of it again.
Yay! Okay.
It is now Spicy's turn. She takes a tick of HP. Oh no, before that happens, let me see if Sad Moira escapes from the vortex. She rolled a 13, she needed a 14, she did not escape.
Haha!
So now Spicy takes a tick of HP.
Take that, little lady. Okay, So, actually, I'm sorry. I really don't. You're going through so much right now. I kind of feel a little bad for what I did, but you're both not being reasonable. So since I moved back, how about that earthquake?
I will say you are out of range. The house is in range, but that's okay.
That's okay. All right. Then we're going to do that. We're going to do an earthquake.
Okay. Roll. So you have 4 accuracy checks, please.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Because if I do that, I could very much kill one of those Gabite.
At least knock unconscious, yes.
Yeah. Happy Gabite is the only one that has injuries right now.
Nope,
that one
both
has
happy
2.
And sad. Happy has 2, sad has 1.
I am going to have spicy bite down on the happy Gabite.
Okay, bite on happy.
No. Sorry. Okay, no, we're gonna go with gosh dang it, this is so hard. We're gonna go with sad Gabite.
Okay, bite on.
Because Depressa Moira already doesn't like me, so what's new? Okay, so we'll do that. And I got a 17, so it does flinch here as well.
Okay, that will hit and flinch, yeah.
Okay. 36 dark physical.
36 dark physical. That did 21 dark physical, which is not quite enough to faint it. It does get flinched, so it knocks back. Actually, as you bite, let me make sure that actually works. Hold on.
Hmm?
Yes. So, as Spicy jumps forward to bite, Sad Moira kind of gestures limply, and the world kind of twists. Reroll that attack roll, please, or that accuracy roll. She uses Corrupt Reality to force a reroll.
Dang, that sounds so cool, but I don't like it. Oh!
Is that a 1?
I got a 4.
A 4, okay. So, yes, so you literally saw it crunch down on, bite down on this Gabite, deal damage, seeing it reeling back, and then reality shifts sideways, and Spicy somehow misses.
Ugh, come on, that was so good! Spicy, you still did so good!
And with that, I think we're out of time.
Wait, what? Oh, dang, you're right. Oh, no!
So Spicy just missed. The Gabite is turning to notice this new threat. And that is where we will leave this episode.
This a mess!
Thank you for joining us this week. You can find us online at tapestryradio.org/Pokemon-rollout and on Facebook, facebook.com/PokeRollout. Join our Facebook group, the Pokemon Rollout Tap Room. As long as you're not a robot, we'll approve your request to join. There you can join in the conversation with creators and fans and become a part of the Pokemon Rollout community. Also, check out some of our other great shows at tapestryradio.org, like Intermission, Michael and Ethan in a Room with Scotch, Freddy Goes to a Podcast, and Us Play Fiasco. A special thank you to Rocco W. for our theme music, Electric Donkey Muscles, and feel free to check the show notes for the other music and sound effects used in this episode. Once again, I'm Nick, and I most likely exist.
Just in your head. Hi, I'm Lydia, and I don't follow me anywhere except for on Discord if you want to hang out and talk about cool stuff. Otherwise, too, we do also have our Insta at Pokemon Rollout.
This is more horror than terror, but I suppose it falls into my purview.
Yeah, for real.
If you like what we do here on Pokemon Rollout, tell a friend. And please rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you really like us, donate to us on Patreon, patreon.com/PokeRollPodcast, and get some sweet rewards. Special thanks to our patrons, Dr. Audino, Peter Stadmuller, Kyle Albert, Micah Greenspoon, Andrew Case, Taylor Bonforte, Penguin, Michael, Askablood, Jeffrey Show, Casey DeFritis, Starlink, Spencer Toole, Arming Sword and Buckler, Froxus, Daniel Mabry, Legendary, Scotty Newton, Ursa93, Terry Fowl, Copperhead9215, RunFunFan, Autumn Naple Art, The Gaming Motion Artist, and Justin Brennan. You guys are awesome, and we can't say it enough. We really appreciate all that you, the gentle listeners, do for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Bye! Oh, boy. Wow. Well, that was...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is a letter and not a number.
That would make it a little hard to know when to do this.
Yeah. I don't know. He already have 5:7, so what can be worse than that if I just throw in a letter?
Obscurantism and obfuscation.
Orally observed, gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Obviated objects of oblivion.
Obambulating about.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
In the Tapestry Radio Network.
Tapestryradio.org.
From our fancy to yours.